is Alex Donaldson, and I'll be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is 13th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
My full name is Alexander Sholto William Matthew Gibbs. I'm 21 years old, and I live in Edinburgh, Scotland.
And how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm doing quite tired, but it's okay. Very excited.
So, how did you initially hear about the project?
On the social networking site Facebook, I saw a friend had applied. I thought it looked pretty interesting, so I just put my name down real quick. And that was that, really.
What was it that actually that kind of inspired you to get involved?
It was just kind of a spontaneous decision. There wasn't too much behind it. I thought it seemed pretty interesting, you know, for obvious reasons. You know, standing on a plinth in Trafalgar Square, not many people get that opportunity. And that was about it.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a play?
A bit scared, actually. I sort of thought, oh, maybe I'll just give up my place to someone else. I didn't think I was actually going to get it, and then I was like, oh, scary, people are going to see me, or I'm going to be standing up. But then, you know, it's a really sort of quiet time, so it was okay.
So, could you tell me a little bit about yourself? Just kind of where you're from, what you do, what you're interested in?
I was born in England, but I've lived in Scotland for about 18 years now. I went to school in Edinburgh. And then now I go to Edinburgh College of Art and I study painting. I'm going into my final year doing that. But I play quite a lot of music in a few sort of bands and things. My brother's a musician, so I sort of got that off him. I do a little bit of skateboarding as well. I can juggle. I play hockey sometimes as well. But I like a lot of music, so that's the main things.
Could you elaborate a little bit on your art pursuits?
Yeah, sure. I studied painting in Edinburgh. Edinburgh is one of the few art schools now which still does sort of specialised degrees. Most places do fine art, but we still do painting. So I'm a pretty just sole painter. Do a lot of photos as well, but in terms of painting, it's really realist. Quite sterile and clinical paintings of things, objects mostly, large spaces of emptiness against objects. And yeah, going into final year now, which is very exciting. So I've got to do lots and lots of work after dissertation. But I take a lot of photos as well.
So how did you discover the medium of painting? Why did you want to hone in on that?
The secondary school I went to had a really good art department, and they, you know, they pushed all sorts of art really, but mostly painting. So I've always liked painting. And then when I went to art school, in the first year where you do a more general year, just painting seemed like the degree which would offer the most possibilities to do other things as well. So you could do videos and photos as well. Well, if I would have done something like photography, I wouldn't really be able to do much painting anymore. So I wanted to be able to keep lots of things going as well as do lots of painting. And I enjoy painting. Painting's fun.
And you said your style is quite clinical?
Yeah, so influenced by quite a lot of these sort of like modernist painters and sort of Robert Ryman and things with his white paintings. And I really like, he's kind of really... There's all clinical Damien Hirst paintings of morgues and things. I'm quite into them and his spot paintings, that sort of thing.
So could I ask your opinion on this project so far? Have you been following it?
Yeah, I've been going on the website and seeing what other people are doing, and I think it's a really good idea. Some of the things that people have been doing is... Yeah, I feel like I'm not going to be doing much, because some people have been raising stuff for charity and really speaking out about something, while I'm not really doing anything for other people. But I think it's a really great idea. You know, sort of a public art project, sort of a portrait of Britain. That's really cool.
And how do you think, as an individual, you'll kind of contribute to the project as a whole?
I'm sure everyone doesn't do something sort of a real sort of public orientated thing, you know, sort of preaching out about something. I said I'll count as that sort of percentage who do something more selfish or self orientated. So I guess that's how I'm contributing.
And in the future, what are you wanting to do with your art qualification?
Ideally, right now, I mean, opinions change quite a lot, but right now I envision being sort of freelance artist, really. But I've got a few years to decide yet, because I think I'll go on to do a postgrad, hopefully, take a year out and do a postgrad, so I've still got another few years before I really have to worry about it. But if I can sort of make art and play music and just do all the things I enjoy, then that'll be enough for me.
And when you say you play music, is this singing or is it music?
No, I played the snare drum in the pipe band at school, because in Scotland most schools have pipe bands and things. But the main instrument's the electric bass. I played the double bass at school and then moved into electric bass pretty quick. And now sort of play in a sort of instrumental band. I like a lot of jazz and things like that. And more instrumental orientated. That sort of thing. Yeah.
So, just to go back to your owl, what are your hopes, fears, expectations?
I was a bit worried about what I was going to do. I thought, you know, something pretty low key. You know, I could have sat and read a book for an hour or something, but I thought that would be a complete waste of time. So I had to think of something slightly more substantial. I was going to just do some drawings. Was I saw a lot of people have been taking cameras up and taking photos of themselves and everything around them, and I decided I didn't want to do that because a lot of people were doing that. And then for a while I've wanted to cut my hair, so I thought this would be a good a time as any to do it, something more substantial to remember my hour by. So I think I'm going to cut my hair, because I've had long hair all my life and I don't really know what it's like to have really short hair. But I'll have to probably go to a barber after and get it spruced up, because I'm going to do a pretty nasty job, I think.
So why your hair? Why are you so
clear? I don't want to read too much into it, but it's going into the final year of art college. I want to have a really fresh start before I get going. My hair seems to be my one sort of major characteristic, which is my strongest characteristic. So to get rid of that. It's quite interesting just to see how it works out. I mean, I probably shouldn't do it, but everyone says don't do it, but I want to do it. It's kind of that ritualistic thing about it, just getting rid of it all, sort of a clean slate sort of thing.
So how are you enjoying university? You're in your third year?
Yeah, I mean, I just finished my third year. It's great. I get sort of quite jealous of all my friends who went off and studied in different cities to go to different universities, and I stayed on in Edinburgh. But in terms of art schools, I mean, Edinburgh's a really great art school, and it's done me really well. Really enjoy it. The amount of freedom you get just to do your own thing, and if you're determined or if you really like painting, then it's really perfect for you, because you can do as much as you want. Just stay in late and get on with it. It's great.
And can you give me just a few examples of some of the projects that you've done?
I just finished an exchange in France a few months ago. I was in Strasbourg for 4 months, and I used it as a chance to catch up with my drawing, because I mostly just paint and don't really do much drawing. But then, due to the rubbish price of the pound against the euro right now, I couldn't really afford paints, so I just bought a lot of colouring in pencils and just spent the 4 months drawing. And I just lived on my own in a little flat in the centre of Strasbourg, which is really, really beautiful place, great architecture and everything. And I just made this little bubble for myself in this one person flat, where I watched hundreds and hundreds of films and cooked my own food and drank the cheap wine and the cheap cheese. Well, I ate the cheap cheese which they have over there. And all the drawings I did just reflected this bubble I was living in. So that's the most recent thing I've done.
And are you now fluent at French? Was that to become fluent at French?
Well, no, actually, I wanted to study in America, but then someone else got the place to go to America. And I got a bit annoyed about it and spoke to the tutors and told them my opinion. And then a week later, they came back to me and said, we have an opening in Strasbourg if you want to go. I thought, oh, geez, I don't even know where that is. And then I thought, yeah, okay, I'll take it. And I Google imaged it, and it looked pretty nice. So I did GCSE French. I got a C, so I was pretty useless. And I made a little bit of an effort to speak more, so I grew my French marginally. But now I'm inspired to do a little bit more, because I envy people who can speak other languages. I think it's really great.
So, you said you might be interested in postgrad?
Yeah, I'll probably come down south somewhere, probably London. One of the bigger art schools down here, like the Slade or the Royal College or something like that. I won't have to decide for another year or so if I take a year out. But just something more substantial, more specialised.
Can I briefly ask you where you were born and where you grew up?
Yeah, I was born in a place called Great Yarmouth, which is in Norfolk. But I didn't live there. I lived in Gloucestershire for the first few years of my life, and then we moved up to just outside Edinburgh pretty soon after that, where we lived in one or two houses in quite a close vicinity. And then since then, I've been living in the countryside outside Edinburgh. Went to primary school in the nearby town, and then at secondary school I moved into a school in Edinburgh where my brother studied at. So, yeah, Scotland is where I've been most of my life.
And do you often come down to London?
Yeah, I come down to England quite a lot because my grandparents live in Norfolk, so I go down there, well, in Suffolk. But I come down to London a lot. I've got lots of friends from school who came and studied here, and I've got family who live here, and I really enjoy it. I get very excited when I come down here. They're sort of equally depressed as well. I find London quite depressing, but also quite exciting. So half and half.
So have you got anybody with you today?
Yeah, I've got my parents were down south already, so I got the train down, and they've come down from Norfolk to support me, and they drove me down here because it's quite difficult getting here at this time of the day. And then I've got my godmother and her son, I think, is going to come along. And then I've got some people watching on the webcam at home, I think. Oh, I hope. Well, I don't actually care, but I think they're watching. So I've got four people coming to see me in the flesh.
And do you think you're doing this today for anyone in particular?
No, not really. Myself. I like to think there'd be someone, but unfortunately, there's not a single person I can name.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
That's okay. Thank you.